But no matter what I say, baby, you can't see the light. Try to tell you, baby, promises I can't. When I told you, baby, slowly step by step. But no matter what I say, baby, I'm living without your help. Gonna back up, baby, and start all over again. Gonna back up, baby, and start all over again. But even if I did, well, you're gonna make me tell you again.
Hang on, rock, bluegrass, let's go now.
Show. When I passed the display window of a big department store, when I looked inside the window, man, all filled up with racks. And down there near the bottom was a crazy pair of slacks. I gotta have them. Yeah, well, I need them for this cat. Well, well, yeah, how can I go cat without them? Crazy pink peg slacks. Well, I walked up to a salesman. I said, Mister, I'm flat broke, but I gotta have them pink slacks. He said, man, is this a joke? Well, I asked him how much money. He said, add up 4 and 8. He said, man, them pants is crazy. Them's pink rayon acetate. Well, I gotta have them. Yeah, well, I need them for this cat. Well, well, yeah, how can I go cat without them? Crazy pink peg slacks. Well, I went to see my baby, asked her for some dough. She said, I love you, honey, but what you need this money for? Well, I told her about them peggers I'd run across downtown. Got a sawbuck from her daddy, yeah, and I turned my Ford around. I gotta have them. Yeah, well, I need them for this cat. Well, well, yeah, how can I go catting without them? Crazy pink peg slacks. I slid my Ford to a stop, rushed into the store. I said, man, I got a sawbuck. He said, you need $2 more. I said, man, can I charge it? He said, we don't get these things for free. I said, but mister, you just don't realize what them pink peggers mean to me. Well, I gotta have them. Yeah, well, I need them for this cat. Well, well, yeah, how can I go catting without them? Crazy pink peg slacks.
It wasn't much of a club, really. You know the kind. A joint where you could have a sandwich and a few drinks and run interference for your girl on the dance floor. I pounded the piano in there every night from 8 until the place closed up, which usually meant 4 in the morning. A good job as jobs went in those days. Then, too, there was Sue, who made working there a little like working in heaven.
Till the end of time. You don't play, you just sit in the sand. sol.
Cat Howl, a podcast dedicated to rockabilly, psychabilly, and all the best of 1950s style rock and roll to keep you howling to the break of dawn and to keep you dancing. Now, you just heard something that's mighty fine indeed. It had to be Sonny West was screaming. Right before that, we had Barroom Blues by Roy Brown and Eddie Cochran with Pink Peg Slacks. And a double dose of Gene Vincent. That's right. Gene Vincent and his Blue Cats with Bob Street and Gonna Back Up Baby. Now it's about time we get back to the music with who could it be but Bill Haley and his Comets here at Alley Cat Howl. Keep it howling.
For the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and here I go. Well, what you gonna do when your lover's gone away? I said, what you gonna do when your lover's gone away? I told you, pretty baby, every dog has his day. Once we were happy, happy as could be. You didn't like my peaches, so you struck another tree. Well, what you gonna do when your lover's gone away? I said, what you gonna do when your lover's gone away? I told you, pretty baby, every dog has his day. I tried to tell you, honey, but you wouldn't treat me right. Oh, what you gonna do when your lover's gone away? I said, what you gonna do when your lover's gone away? Oh, I told you, pretty baby, every dog has his day. One and one.
one is two, two and two is four. Wave to me, honey, when I'm walking out the door. Oh, what you gonna do? My love has gone away. I said, what you gonna do when your love has gone away? Well, I told you, pretty baby, every dog has his day.
Whiskey, whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down and opened you up and passed you round. John was the first one to pull you down. He took one drink and he started to clown. Passed you to Hazel, Jane and Jack. Penelope got you and passed you right back. The doorbell rang and what did you see? In walked Henry, Fred and Marie. They hit you high, they hit you low, they hit you fast and they hit you slow. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around. Dead and wanted another. They reached on the shelf and grabbed your brother. It's a shame the way they did you in. Then reached up and got your brother gin. Grandfather Wine began to tremble with fright, wondering if the party was gonna last all night. Grandfather Wine knew without a doubt he was next in line if the juice ran out. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around. Thank you.
at everybody they've got real tight. Now they want to start a fight. John never did nothing wrong in his life. Now he's in the corner with the policeman's wife. Frank's so drunk he can hardly see, trying to make love to Penelope. She took a bottle and hit him in the jaw. That's when the neighbors called the law. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around.
Ruth Brown started her singing career by sneaking from her home in Portsmouth, Virginia, to perform with the big bands of the late 40s. On a visit to New York City, Brown won an amateur night competition at Harlem's legendary Apollo Theater. She signed with a fledgling Atlantic Records and put that label on the map with a string of hits in the 1950s. It was called The House That Ruth Built. In the 1960s, Atlantic was refusing to pay her royalties. A lawsuit followed that set a precedent for regulating profit distribution. In 1989, she won a Tony and a Grammy. Miss Rhythm is her new autobiography, and I am pleased to have her back on this program. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Charlie.
When did you know that Ruth Brown, when was the first big hit?
1949, I would say, was not really the hit, but the first thing that they heard from me that got a little attention was a song called So Long by Russ Morgan.
Right.
The reason it did get some attention was that it was included in a volume called Cavalcade of Music with Eddie Condon.
Right.
Joe Bushkin, Ernie Caceres, Big Sid Catlett were the names. And I was just in that particular recording session that Atlantic did. That was the first time you heard of Ruth Brown. But the first big hit, I would say,
big one,
was Teardrops from My Eyes. I think that was the one that went into the Billboard charts and stayed some 17, 18 weeks in number one position. That was the one that changed the whole rhythmic pattern for me, because when I first went to Atlantic, I was singing ballads and show tunes, Bing Crosby, Vaughn Monroe, you know. And then all of a sudden, there was this thing with what we call the backbeat,
yeah,
written by a writer named Rudy Toombs. And all of a sudden, because of this tune, I got booked on a show with the great Frankie Lane in Philadelphia. He was featured. And he was known as Mr. Rhythm at that time. And one night when the crowd just went wild after my performance, when Frankie Lane came out, he himself said, you know what? She's good. I think I'm going to name her Miss Rhythm. That's where I got
the
title.
That's how we got the title of this, and the title of this book.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Wild young men like to have a good time. Wild young men like to have a good time. Wild boyfriends like to lose their mind. Wild men dig me, but I love a cool one. Wild men dig me, but I love a cool one to go home to when I've had my fun. Wild men hoop and holler and they yell ooh-wee. Wild men hoop and holler and they yell ooh-wee.
old George Dickel was a Tennessee man. He found his fortune in a sour mash pan. He had one remedy for all of his ills, the best darn liquor in the Tennessee hills. The best darn liquor in the Tennessee hills. Old George, old George Dickel, he had one cure for all of his ills. Old George, old George Dickel made the best darn liquor in the Tennessee hills. The best darn liquor in the Tennessee hills. Yeah, they say old Georgie was a big Romeo. The girls all loved him cause he teased them so. But I've heard tell he had another trick too. He spiked their lemonade with pickle dew. He spiked their lemonade with pickle dew. Old George, old George Dickel, he had one cure for all of his ills. Old George, old George Dickel made the best darn liquor in the Tennessee hills. The best darn liquor in the Tennessee hills. Yeah, he tamed wild critters with a whiff of his brew. The fox and the weasel and the black bear too. A rattlesnake bit him and he said with pride, it made me kinda puny but the rattlesnake died. It made him kinda puny but the rattlesnake died. Old George, old George Dickel, he had one cure for all of his ills. Old George, old George Dickel made the best darn liquor in the Tennessee hills. The best darn liquor in the Tennessee hills. The best darn liquor in the Tennessee hills.
See, I'm fresh out of nickels, Jeannie. How about you, Red?
I'm always fresh out.
Well, get some.
You know, you can cost a guy a lot of dough.
Nickels he's complaining about. What a spender. Sure he wants a date. He always wants a date. And where do we go? To a third-run movie. Then we take a ride and blow two tires. Then we come in here, and what do you treat me to? Cokes. And I can't even listen to records.
That's for you. Thanks. Would you have change for this, Nickels, please?
Sure thing.
At least you can dig down for enough to play me some music.
Oh, Jeannie, cut it out.
Excuse me, boys. Young lady, I like music, too. Will you play me a tune?
I sure will. What do you want me to play?
You pick him.
Gosh, how many have you got here?
Not very many. Play what you like.
Okay.
Take me for a ride. I'm gonna need my
Thank you. night before the last, the mailman knock on my door. Well, night before the last, the mailman knock at my door. He said, get ready, brother, this time you have to go. Oh, mailman, mailman, tell me what you got for me. Oh, mailman, mailman, tell me what you got for me. He said, a long letter, brother, we need you across the sea. Well, all day long is 1, 2, 3, and 4. Well, all day long is 1, 2, 3, and 4. Well, I'm so unhappy I can't see baby no more.
Too bad she didn't have the right lawyer.
Well, you don't think they'll...
Sure.
But it couldn't. It was a crime of passion.
That jury doesn't know what passion is. Bunch of saps.
My father is the foreman.
Sorry.
He's really awfully nice.
You're awfully nice.
You're awfully fresh.
That's right.
I'll answer it.
Did you say the detector tube overloads and clouds some of the high notes, or is it the harmonies?
You've got to be careful how you talk about radio around here.
Is this guy all right?
Sure. Hello, Gar. Come in.
Hello, kid.
My pretty witch. My pretty witch. My pretty witch. My pretty witch.
This is your host, ready to take you through that creaking door for spine-tingling inner sanctum mystery dramas.
You've been 86'd out of here. Get her out. You come back alone sometime, yeah?
Oh, Bertie? Guess who's with me? No, you'll never get.
Mr.
Well, you remember last New Year's Eve?
Mr. Petraeus.
No, not his that one. The good-looking boy. You remember the one in the snakeskin jacket with the guitar? Well, he's with
us here.
What are you doing?
He wants us out of here.
What?
You! You take your hands off my sister!
I tried to get her out of here, Mr. Cottrell.
I'm going. There are plenty other juke joints on the highway. Mr. Xavier, would you like to go juking? Come on, let you and me go juke.
What you mean, go juking?
Juking? Well, that's when you get into a car, which is preferably open in any kind of weather. And then you drink a little bit. And you drive a little bit. And then you stop and you dance a little bit with a jukebox. And then you drink a little bit more. And you drive a little bit more. And you stop and you dance a little more to another jukebox. And then you stop dancing and you just drink and you drive. And then... you stop driving and you just drink. And finally, you stop drinking.
Well, what you do then?
Well, that depends on who you're juking with.
Come on, see you drunk.
God's own mercy.
Took a transfusion and I shot my woman down. Went right home and I went to bed. I stuck at loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun. Took a transfusion and away a run. Made a good run, but a run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joint, taking the pill. In walked the sheriff from the Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Said, yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. Put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friends for to go my bail. They slapped my dyed a carcass in that county jail. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge commence to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. Verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. Judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the San Quentin pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shot my woman down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that liquor and let that transfusion be.
You know, we have all kinds of music on our Louisiana Hayride. We have Pop Billy, Hillbilly, Gospel, Skiffle Billy, Hawaiian Billy, and Rock Billy. Since Elvis got his start on the Hayride, well, everybody has wanted to get on the bandwagon and rock the joint. The Hayride's latest exponent of the stuff with the beat is Tommy Blake, and he's recorded this song, a song that was written right here in Shreveport, Flatfoot Sam.
We're Flatfoot Sam, bought an automobile, money down and put the real good deal. He didn't want to wig, slide around town, flying his company, put his feet on the ground. Old man Foot Sam, always in the jam. We're Flatfoot Sam, stole $10 bill, told the judge, he needed for three. They gave him 60 days, then he was fine. He thanked the judge for being so kind. Old Flatfoot Sam, always in the jam. Here comes Sam now. We're Flatfoot Sam, and chuckle again. Dice got switched, Sam got blamed. He pulled out his gun, shot at the light. Everybody hollered, now run for your life. Oh, Flatfoot Sam, he's always in the jam. We're Flatfoot Sam, he got him a job. He played the same night, the police got robbed. The cats got away, they couldn't be found. Banged old Sam, and they gave him down. Oh, Flatfoot Sam, he's always in the jam. Well, that was Sam. He went on the spree. He had him a gal with 603. Got all his money, got all his land. The next thing she did, she had another man. Old man put Sam.
Yeah.
him stole $10 fee. Told the judge he was free. They give him 6 days to send him a fine. He thanked the judge for being so kind. Old man to the tramp, he's always in the jam. Here comes Sam in the house. Same night, he's got fraud. The cat's got away, couldn't be found. They fangled old Sam and they carried him down. Old Flatfoot Sam, always in the jam. Here's Flatfoot Sam and he chuckled again. Last night's sweet, Sam got blamed. He pulled that gun, shot out the light. Everybody hollered, now run for your life. Old Flatfoot Sam, always in the jam.
Me to my coat till loose.
Look here, honey.
Oh, Baba, don't let me go well, you see.
Uh-huh.
Baby, no, Baba, don't let me go well, you see.
I love you, baby.
I don't love you. I don't love you anymore.
I love you.
Get away from my coat there, honey.
Look here, honey.
Honey, I gotta go.
That's love.
Honey, I don't love you.
Yeah, you do.
To my coat till loose.
I never can love you.
I just gotta go.
Yeah, you do.
Baby, no, don't let me go out, you see.
I will
you out. Baby, no, but I don't let me go out, you see.
I love you, baby.
Honey, let me go.
No.
Till my goat get loose.
No, you
should. Till my goat get loose.
No.
Let me go.
No.
You know you won't let me.
I look here.
Don't you ever hit me with that.
No, you look here.
Honey, I gotta go.
No, you look here.
Honey, will you please turn my coat to loose?
He knows I love you, baby.
Honey, please let me go. I gotta go. Open up a door, let me go out, you see. Baby, no, but up a door, let me get away, you see. I'll never get out that door, I'll never come back anymore. Honey, open up a door, let me go out, you see. Open up the door, let me get away, you see.
Get out that door,
honey, I don't love it.
Yeah.
Honey, please don't lose my coat tail.
You know you love me, man.
Oh, if you don't lose my coat tail, honey.
No.
Honey, I gotta go.
I can't afford it.
Don't lose my coat tail.
No.
Yeah.
No,
oh, I gotta go.
No,
I get up, y'all. Never come back anymore.
Just about ruined my name. She's a bad mouth at me, and it's a shame. She's a telling everybody I'm to blame. She's just plain making. Mr. Mudd.
Tell me about this fella, Elvis Presley. I know now that Elvis is dead, like you told me once, you said that you played someplace and someone said that that you were his favorite singer, and he had a whole stack of your records, and you thought that was kind of strange because you only had one record out at that time.
That was back. I cut a country thing that song, you know, and matter of fact, that's the reason... Well, some boys brought a song by, and he said, "Well, Charlie, I want you to do a country thing." Okay, I did it. Because the reason he did this was because some boys brought us a country song by, and he didn't think much of the song. They did it somewhere else, and it was a pretty good record. Mm-hmm. And they come back the next time, so I got hung in that bag, in which, hey, man, it's one country singer that Charlie Feller loved was a guy named Hank Williams. The greatest songwriter of all time. And he has something else in there. So anyhow, I did the country song. My heart wasn't in it. Never was in it. And
but what were you doing? If you recorded for Sun Records and you kind of got put in the country song bag. Mm-hmm. But really what I'm after is that you knew Elvis when he started out, and you were doing some things, and he was doing some things as far as creating that sound and performing. And tell us a little bit about that. It's a when did you meet the guy?
I met Elvis, and it was in '53.
You were working for Sam Phillips at Sun at that time.
I was there. I wasn't drawing any money.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
Well, not many people did.
See,
anyway.
That's true. That day, some people didn't get. You know, you didn't cut union sessions. We didn't know what that was. And you go down, you just play what you feel, and that was it. I was there. I lived right down the street, and remember the very day that Elvis come in there, and the girl Elvis, Marion, she was working there. Marion liked what was happening there. We piddled around on a few tunes and things. Sam was strictly against it. He said, "Man, these gay people are just," they said, "they're nuts."
Mm-hmm.
So they're crazy. Well, what is a nut, man? I mean, you know, in this music, you're doing something nobody else knows what you're doing. He's got a backup, so like the guy said about the Cotton Patch Blues, you know. I mean, it's he didn't understand it at all. And we begged him for a long time, begged him, been going to get the record, do the record, mm-hmm. man, out. And he grew to it. Kind of as it went along, because he could see if we could make a buck, so he began to come to it.
on your front door. I won't wait for the mail. know he won't run. I've had it, I'm through. That's it, I'm done. Well, we had a date last night, but you didn't show. Well, that's all right, honey, it won't happen no more. You said you had a friend that was awful sick, but you and that cat was out of getting your kick. And I won't be waiting for you no more. You're knocking on your front door. I won't wait for the mailman. I know he won't run. I've had it, I'm through. That's it, I'm done. Sick, but you and that cat was getting your kick. And I won't be waiting for you no more. And I won't be a knocking on your front door. I won't wait for the mailman. I know he won't run. Well, I've had it, I'm through. That's it, I'm done.
Stars that shine, but what thrills me most is that I know she's all mine. With her in my arms, I don't want no other girl, because there's nothing like her in this whole wide world. Angel eyes, angel eyes, angel eyes. Every night is paradise when she's still around. She makes my heart feel like I'm flipping upside down. But what more could I ask for in a girl so nice? The answer lies in those pretty angel eyes, angel eyes. Walks down the street, because she's so perfect from her head to her feet. The more they whistle, the more she'll impress. That's all her right, because I don't have to guess that she's mine. She's all mine. Oh, angel eyes. Every night is paradise when she's all around. She makes my heart feel like I'm flipping upside down. But what more could I ask for in a girl so nice? The answer lies in those pretty angel eyes, angel eyes, angel eyes, angel eyes, angel only are
are you as lonely? Come home to me tomorrow. Why should the past so change how you feel? Oh, but I ask you forgive if you will. These lonely hours are so hard to bear. I don't deny that I was unfair. You paid enough to be gay. Who made me love you this way? So give me the chance to renew our romance. For this time I know it will stay. Oh yes, this time I know it will stay.
She was so untrue. My baby, she's gone. I don't know what to do, what to do, what to do.
Well, she left me here out in the cold. Don't know why her love is so bold. All I know is she's gone, she's gone away from me. And I'm sitting here waiting, going crazy, crazy. My baby, she's gone.
She was so untrue. My baby, she's gone. I don't know what to do, what to do, what to do. My baby, she's gone. I don't know what to do, what to do, what to do. Well, my baby, she's gone. I guess she's gone to stay.
Hello, I'm DJ Hobaloba. We're coming to a grand conclusion here at the Alley Cat Howl. I hope it kept you howling, dancing from the break of dawn till dusk or dawn or mid-morning. But we just heard, who could it be but the illustrious, the amazing Jack Scott with Baby She's Gone, Chuck Berry with Drifting Heart, and right before that, Doug Waugh from Bakersfield, California with Angel Eyes, Gene Davis, who is from Advance, Missouri, with I've Had It, I'm Through from the Curfew EP. We had Rock Therapy by Memphis' own Johnny Burnett Trio. But I'm not much for long-winded sermons. You could read the playlist to hear about all the great music you've been hearing in this episode of Alley Cat Howl. I do want to conclude with a guy that really is one of the first rockabilly pioneers, Carl Perkins. I want to conclude with his song, Wrong Yo-Yo, from his debut 1957 LP dance album of Carl Perkins. Thanks so much for tuning in, and keep on howling.
Right train, baby, but the wrong yo-yo. You're trying to do me like you did before. No need to hang in, baby, round my door. You got the right train, baby, but the wrong yo-yo.
Right train, baby, but the wrong yo-yo. There's no need to hang around my door. I used to love you, but I don't know.
Baby, but the wrong yo-yo. Wrong yo-yo. But the wrong yo-yo.